Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Bill Lotus, who is the Director of Developer Partnerships for TSYS. Bill, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
So the occasion for our conversation is the launch of something new that TSYS has just introduced, and it is described as a semi-integrated EMV solution, which takes some of the pain out of EMV certification. So a couple questions. What does it mean to be a semi-integrated EMV solution, and how does it take the pain out of the process?
Sure. So we're really excited about the semi-integrated solution through PACS, and what that solution entails is for a partner of ours, a developer, an ISV, will do a certification to the PACS device, the PACS piece of equipment for EMV transactions to accept EMV transactions within their POS software. It is a very scaled down solution as far as a certification process. You know, there's really two ways to go about certifying to EMV with TSYS today, and that's through a full certification as well as now this semi-integrated solution. The full certification, what we have seen, has taken several months to complete. Now that we have this PACS semi-integrated solution, we are taking the overall process time frame down from months to weeks.
So how do you do that?
Well, so the developer is not taking the certification and opening their complete software application, right? So in the full certification, what the developer will do is open the hood, if you will, to their POS software and go through the full certification with each card brand. And that's several hundred test cases for all of the different types of transactions that developer is going to take or accept with their merchants. The semi-integrated solution is vastly different in that a lot of the certification work with the card brands, the card associations, has already been completed with PACS. PACS's solution has been in the marketplace for several years throughout the world. And now with this semi-integrated solution, you're taking a lot of the onus from that developer and condensing it into a several-week process and a very limited certification versus going through the extensive full certification.
So is that really the crux of the issue with respect to why the migration is so difficult? Is it the extent to which certification has to actually happen on the part of those who want to make the shift?
Well, yeah, it's a very extensive certification process, right? The card brand handed down the different test cases, right, and the transactional test cases that each one of these developers has to go through, right? And going through that full cert is extremely labor-intensive because they are really working with the inner programming of those POS solutions, whereas here they are taking a PACS device and they are certifying their solution to the device. So there's not that labor-intensive or extensive work that has to be done in a large time frame.
You know, all of that takes time, you pointed out, and where there's time, there's money because of resources that need to be dedicated to doing it, and often that requires third parties to intervene. So with this new approach, do you have a sense of what the cost savings might be for someone who's using what you are introducing into the market, the PACS solution semi-integrated EMV approach?
Well, let's talk about the different tools or the different things that you have to purchase in a full cert, right? A full certification, there are tools that we have to purchase, third-party tools that we have to purchase to interact with the card brands. Once those tools are purchased, then there are individual costs associated with sending over the different test cases to each card brand. Each card brand is charging different rates, project management fees, what have you. So there is some various different fees per card brand that are being charged to developer. Some of us in the marketplace have chosen to assume some of those costs, but there are costs that are associated that we have to hand down to that developer. Now on the semi-integrated model, those per costs, if you will, those individual costs are less than the full certification because, again, PACS and the solution that they have presented to us and the device have taken a lot of that work and taking care of that ahead of time so that developer doesn't have to go through that full certification, the testing, and be charged a lot of those individual fees.
Gotcha. So I can imagine that this comes as good news to those who haven't yet started the process and realize that it's 4 months away, roughly, and even if they started now, may miss the window. Do you have a sense of what percentage of your client base is already well on its way to becoming compliant, and then what percentage might actually benefit from this particular solution so they might actually make the deadline as well?
Yeah, so let's go back to your first statement. I mean, this solution, just like you touched upon, is really ideal for the folks who have waited, right? We have all been struggling in the marketplace today to educate folks out there and to encourage them to get in and get these certifications completed. There are several thousand still out there that have chosen not to come to the table and not to get into all of our competitors and our TSIS EMVQs to get certified, right? This solution, we feel, is an advantage for those folks that did wait. They still want to get done before October. They can go now through the certification to this device, which now will take a couple weeks that we've seen so far with several partners that we have put it through, and still be able to get all of that equipment out to those merchants. You know, I think the question you had about how many are we going to have within our portfolio up and running October 1st, I mean, I think that is a conversation that not easily answered, because there's several different types of folks that are in our portfolio. Here at TSIS, we not only have ISVs and VARs and mom and pop SBS merchants, but we also have major clients, major banks and acquirers. So there's a large percentage of our portfolio that we are not able to reach out to that end user. And we rely on some of our partners getting the equipment out, getting the education out, but we are here stacked and ready when they are ready to take that certification process and complete it.
Well, certainly I'm sure this comes as welcome news to those who have waited, because there's still a shot for them to be able to make the deadline and not incur the downside of the liability shift. It's been great to get perspective on this from you, Bill, and look forward to hearing back as the product evolves in the market and you have more use cases to share with us. Thank you.
Again, thank you, Karen, for having me.